Now, in the last decade, the rate of women seeking labiaplasty in Australia has actually tripled, and many women are hunting down what some people have termed a designer vagina. Now, research, however, has suggested that the majority of women experience no significant increase in self-esteem or relationship satisfaction after surgery. 2SER Breakfast producer Mina Kitsos takes a look at why more women than ever are opting for this costly and potentially risky surgery.
A new study shows labiaplasty is the fastest growing cosmetic surgery around the world. Since 2000, in Australia, the rates have more than tripled for the procedure, which involves reducing the size or shape of the labia. Notably, these rates don't include procedures in the private sector, on which no national data currently exists. So, why are more women than ever before going under the knife down under? Dr. Gemma Sharp led a recent study by Flinders University around the psychological motivations behind labiaplasty as well as its outcomes. She says that the rising trend is part of a media-fueled cycle.
I think it's been advertised more, so I think perhaps women have maybe been concerned about their genitals for quite some time, and now they now that they know that labiaplasty is an option, perhaps that's why the numbers are going up.
Portrayal of women's genitals in the media, certain fashion trends, and the increased accessibility of porn are influential factors for women seeking surgery. Dr. Sharp's team found that while some women undergo the surgery for physical reasons, such as discomfort wearing underwear and playing sport, appearance-based motivations were more common. Patients, the majority aged between 24 and 35, are in pursuit of a normal-looking vagina, that is, a smooth genital surface with the inner lips concealed between the outer lips. For this reason, the operation has been nicknamed the Barbie surgery. Dr. Sharp says that Australia's censorship guidelines, which do not permit the inner labia to be shown in images, are partially to blame for misconceptions around women's genitals and should be reviewed.
If the image has been airbrushed, it should be labelled as such, so that people are aware that that the image has been modified. And from what I've seen so far, women who have realistic expectations for their if they have good psychological well-being when they're going in, and if they're not expecting sort of radical changes to their romantic relationships, they're more likely to be satisfied.
Gynecologist Dr. Rebecca Deans says that medical assessment for patient suitability depends on both who performs the surgery, namely whether it be a gynecologist or a cosmetic surgeon, and whether the surgery is medically necessary.
They can't really force doctors to ask certain questions. So a lot of cosmetic surgery it's not medically indicated. So I think that the big difference here is whether it's a medically indicated procedure or not.
With girls as young as 15 requesting labiaplasty, Dr. Sharp emphasises the need for schools to provide a more holistic approach to sexual education.
From what I've heard, sexual education even more recently seems to be more about, I suppose, the function of body parts and less about how to sort of navigate relationships and what the diversity in genital appearance is, especially for females and males as well. I think women should be aware that there's a diversity in male genitals, male penis size, as well as men being aware that there's diversity in female genital appearance. I think that can only help them as they grow up and start to enter into relationships. So I think we should start having that conversation quite early.
Dr. Sharp is currently investigating genital cosmetic surgery for men. While there is still relatively little information available around labiaplasty, she says there's currently even less available on penile augmentation, a procedure also gaining popularity and seeing an increase across the board.